Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
All right, and what state are you registered to vote in?
Arizona.
Arizona. All right. Okay, and what year were you
How
born
long
in?
is this? How long will this take?
Oh, it's very short. It's like maximum 5 minutes, but it's very, very short. So, and what year were you born
Okay.
in?
1960.
1960 or 50?
6-0.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to
I will
vote?
absolutely be voting.
All right. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
You don't have a list I can pick from?
No, sorry, it's an open response. Sorry.
The most important issue. The death of democracy.
All right, no worries. So the death of democracy. Wow, that's actually a really good answer. Sounds so poetic. So, now thinking about the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? All
Joe Biden.
right. Some people feel more certain about who they're going to vote for, while some others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, if you could please rate each of the people I'm going to, like, following candidates, I'm going to tell you on a scale of 0 to 100, whereas 0 means that there is absolutely no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So first person is Joe Biden.
100.
All right, and the second person is Donald Trump.
Zero.
All right, and thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat, Ruben Gallego, or Republican, Carrie Lake?
Ruben Gallego.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden or the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Joe Biden.
Do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
So now I'm going to read you kind of a few brief short statements, and if you could please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted and deportation raids.
Oh. Could you repeat that?
Yeah, of course. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you strongly agree with this? Somewhat agree? Somewhat
Somewhat
disagree?
disagree.
Somewhat disagree?
Somewhat
All right.
disagree.
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants.
I strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the USA for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of them have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, to pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Mildly agree. Is that
so? Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree.
All right. So now, if you could please tell me whether.
I think we should have just a whole, you know, temporary work program for farm workers and whatnot.
All right. So now, if you could please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration would make you want to support him much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference one way or the other. So the first one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have been living in the United U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
That would make me want to support him more.
All right, so much more likely then?
I'm voting for him anyway, so I don't think I could be much more likely.
All right, but...
Okay,
yeah.
What's that?
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so the next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Keep families together? I like keeping families together.
All right, so that'd be like much more likely then? A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yeah, sure. Much more likely.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, and so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yeah, sure.
Much more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. So, and then the last one of this category is a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable immigrants or migrants.
I have trouble following all your words. I'd rather see them written down, but...
Oh, would you want me to read it more slowly?
Nah, just put me down for much more likely.
All right. And now, if you could please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first one is, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Very concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Not at all concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures, like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
That concerns me greatly.
So very concerned then?
Very concerned.
All right. Joe Biden and Democrats have delivered an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Yeah, that does not concern me. That sounds like a good idea.
All right. And lastly, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
Yes, that concerns me.
Very concerned. All right.
Very concerned. I'm very concerned about that.
All right. So now I'm going to read you kind of like different approaches that President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like if you could tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. So the first one is, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. And Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country.
So what am I supposed to tell you?
Which approach comes closer to your own view?
President Biden.
Biden's much closer or somewhat closer?
Oh, much closer.
All right. So after hearing all of this information, let me ask you just one last time. If the November about, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I plan to vote for Joe Biden.
All right. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
All right. No worries. So in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? And the list goes as Facebook, WhatsApp, Fox News Channel or website, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, OAN or Newsmax, Univision or Telemundo, MSNBC or some other like major news network channels like CNN or like a Spanish language radio programs.
I do YouTube. And
YouTube?
I do, yeah, and NBC, like their streaming.
NBC. All right. Well, we don't have NBC, but we have CNN. Do you? Or like, well, there's other major news channels. Okay, yeah, right. Okay, no worries.
So, yeah, major news NBC.
All right. So now I just have like the last few questions for statistical purposes, and they're very short ones. So from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexico.
Mexico? All right. So do you happen to speak Spanish?
Not very well. My parents came here. They said, no Spanish in the house. We
got
English.
Oh, all right. So were you born in the USA, mainland, or like on the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
I was born in the USA.
Yes, all right. Were either your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
My father was born in Mexico.
All right. What languages do you primarily speak in your home? Like always English, more English than Spanish,
always
or like Spanish?
English.
Always English. All right.
Always
generally
English.
Speaking.
My parents would only argue in Spanish so that we didn't know what they were disagreeing about.
Oh, that's so funny. My mom would actually also go out to sometimes with our grandparents. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
All right.
In case you hadn't
Oh. All right. I mean, I kind of have to ask these. I can't just answer them by myself.
I know, yeah.
Even though sometimes the answer is so obvious.
Check the box.
All right.
I know.
So, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
All right. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I guess I'm more liberal.
All right.
If those are the choices, I'll say liberal.
All right. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's? All right. What is your religion? That is, if you have any religion.
You know, no longer practicing. I was raised Roman Catholic.
All right. Oh, my God. Same. I feel like that's such a thing with all Hispanics. All right. So would you say non-religious then?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. So, and finally, strictly for verification purposes, my supervisor, may I have just your first name, please?
My first name?
Yes,
Kathleen.
Just first name. Kathleen. All right. So, well, thank you so much for your time, Kathleen. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So, can we note that you may be interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact in the future? And feel free to say no if you don't want to.
No, I find these things so time-consuming.
Oh, all right, no worries. Well, we're done. The survey's completed. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, well, and thank you for the work you're doing. It's important.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, thank you for kind of answering the phone and staying to answer these questions because if it weren't for you, it would not be me. So thank you so much.
It's hard.
All right. Well, goodbye. Have a good rest of your day. Thank you so much for your time.